Paper Danny as you move around through town.
All right, and currently it's much cooler than 70 or 80 I'm going with. All right, let's go to 9-1 and talk to Jody Darling. Good morning, darling. How are you?
Hi, Danny. How are you?
Good choices today.
Well, yeah. Thanks. I'm excited to hear you pick my tune. That was great.
We were also going, and now the reason I don't call is because it seems just a little early to call you up, even though today you've won a wonderful dinner. You know what you won?
No.
Have you ever had a Mongolian barbecue?
I love that place. I live in Royal Oak.
Do you see that, Tim? That's why I said right before I introduced Chuck, Tim, you got to get out a little more often. He goes, Mongolian barbecue. It's the best thing.
I don't eat a lot of Mongolian food.
Here's what you do. What kind of houses do Mongolian horsemen live in?
Barns?
Yurts. Yurts. You know nothing about Mongolia. Okay. Here's the deal, Jody. We'll tell Tim. What you do is you go get your vegetables and meat of your choice, and you put on your own special cooking sauces and oils, and it's all raw. Then you take it to this giant steel table where there's a Mongolian guy with a stick. He is not angry with you. He wants your food. You give him your food. He walks it around the hot steel table with the stick. Once one full revolution is done, scoops it back in the bowl. You eat your dinner. It rocks.
Uh-huh.
Sounds good, but when he finds out I don't know what a yurts is,
he's going to be here with the stick. Exactly. So, Jody, darling, you are going to Mongolian barbecue in Royal Oak, so thank you to Mongolian barbecue. Here are some of Jody's other choices. Rock Lobster, which was, we were going to do a Jody Darling tribute.
Which is a signature dish at the Mongolian
exactly.
Barbecue.
It's actually called Wok Lobster. It's a completely different song. We were going to do Waterloo into Rock Lobster, but we all thought we had it, and we don't. Also, Goody Two Shoes, Adamant. Goody Two Shoes. Then also Margaritaville. Wasted away again in Margaritaville.
Wow.
We've got the beat. We've got the beat. We've got the beat. Excellent song. My Sharona. Wow, we knew. See, that's how good your choices are, Jody Darling.
Oh,
you know what? It says right here. I should have read further, but I was so happy with your songs. I'll be awake and ready to talk to you any weekday morning by 6 a.m., so feel free to call me at home, except Monday. I'll be up north. All right. Yep, thank you for all that information. Thank you very much for all that information, and thank you for the great songs.
Thank you for playing them.
Hold on for your dinner, okay, Jody?
Okay, thanks.
All right, right now, let us do the Fugees, Killing Me Softly, Q95.5 632.
Drumming my pain with his fingers.
Very nice. The Fugees. Now, I watched their video yesterday, and I've been watching more videos because Boo Bear really seems to like, you know, the music channels, and we can agree. Apparently, some people singing are almost as good as a big purple dinosaur singing. Okay? Which, now, I do not care much for the music channels, and I think this does start to show my age. If I did watch by choice, I would watch VH1, not MTV.
Right. Right. Because one Nine Inch Nails video will scare
really,
the
Jesus yeah, you out. Can really do. How much Nine Inch Nails do you need? Right. I think one is sufficient.
I think 4 inches of Nine Inch Nails is plenty.
It's more than enough, you know. Who needs the 12-inch version of a Nine Inch Nail?
Exactly.
Have we beaten this joke down? Are we done? Have we nailed this joke down?
Okay,
thank you.
Cut it out.
Okay. But anyway, I have started to watch the videos, and I don't get the Fugees video to this. First of all, the guy with the one time, two times, what's he doing? I thought the video would explain
it
to me.
I thought that would clear everything up. It's one time, two time on the video. And
he's sitting next to the head Fuge in a movie theater.
Right.
Going, one time, two time, over nothing. They don't do anything. Nothing's happening. Nothing's changing.
Doesn't someone want to fight him because of that? In the
no,
video?
And you would want to. I mean, I go to the movies and somebody goes, watch this. The special effects are really good. Wait to see the twist or what it does here. And she dies. I want to fight that guy. But nothing nearly compared to a guy sitting there for no reason just going, one time, two times.
Yeah,
that guy's got to get one to the head. I'm almost positive.
Maybe they're setting up like a Three Fooges thing. And he's going to be the guy who they're going to actually hit over the head in the next one.
I'm not quite sure what it's going to be, but God, do I see a bit. Smell that? Sounds like a bit to me. The Three Fooges coming up in just a little while. I'm almost sure. Quick, everybody grab a pencil right now. Here's the Gin Blossoms following you down. Q95.5, 638 Mystery Musical guest up next.
This is a
44, Q95.5, Danny Bonaducci, and your brand spanking new Q crew. Let's jump to line three and say hello to Debbie real quickly. Hello, Debbie. How are you this fine, fine morning?
Good morning, Danny. I'm very well, thank you.
Good. Do you know I have your name tattooed on my shoulder?
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Wonderful.
Well, don't feel that special. I also have Jane, Dana, Sue, and a Japanese girl's name that I can't really remember, and I can't read it because it's backwards and in kanji. I didn't drink very well for a while.
Yep. How Steve got on there,
I don't even know. It must have been a really bad night. So what's up, Deb?
I wanted to call and tell you I visited Chicago about a month ago. Wonderful city.
Great town, isn't it?
I had the best time.
I have really had a lovely time there.
And we made it in time for the Taste of Chicago.
Ooh, good party. Good. Did you see Harry Connick Jr.?
What's that?
Did you see Harry Connick Jr.?
No, I didn't make it there.
Oh, that was really fun. I had the, Isabella and I, my daughter and I, went on stage and introduced Harry Connick Jr.
Oh,
and
wow.
I said, oh, it was so stupid, too. I was just an idiot. I went out with my baby who doesn't, you know, she says one word at a time, like food, doggy, woof, woof, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I went out and I was going to do a dramatic thing. I was going to sing, ladies and gentlemen, Harry Connick Jr., but I was going to pause. And I went, ladies and gentlemen, and my daughter goes, woof, woof, right to the microphone, and I thought that was enough, and I walked off the stage, and Eric Connick had to come onto that.
Woof, woof.
Did you get a chance to hear my show while you were in Chicago?
No, I didn't. I was busy walking, shopping, seeing the sights.
Can I tell you something that I'm just as happy that didn't happen? The show, I don't feel that I'm completely well read. The show's a little more filthy, I think is the word I'm looking for in Chicago than I would care for. That's why I'm coming here, you see.
Mm-hmm.
I can no longer fake the evil and crude Danny.
Well, you are surrounded by filth.
I enjoy
monsters.
Your show very much here in Detroit.
Well, thank you very much, Debbie. I appreciate that. And thanks for taking the time to call in.
Sure.
See you later.
Have a good day.
That's Deb. You too. That is Little Deb right there. It is 6:44. What?
Little Debbie's.
All the kid thinks about is food. We'll take a break. We'll be right back with Snack Cakes at Q95.5.
Was 5 months before Christmas.
Starts today, ends today.
All right, 6:46, right here at Q95.5. We have got mystery musical guests. Here's how this works. You call us up at 313-298-9595 and tell us who the heck is singing. It's just that easy. You will win, let's see what I'm looking at right here. I'm saying you will win 4 tickets to Q95.5's exclusive movie premiere. Actually, I cannot wait to see this movie of Jack starring Robin Williams.
That looks fun.
Doesn't that look really fun?
Yeah, that's cool.
It is at the AMC Abbey Theater next Tuesday, July 30th from Q at 95.5. I guess this is the same thing. Stay tuned all week for your chance to win tickets to Q95.5's exclusive movie premiere of Jack in Detroit. I'm giving this away now. Hey, somebody's got to start screening my prize tickets. I got 4 tickets to see the premiere of Jack starring Robin Williams. That's really all you need to know. Here we go. Call us up 313-298-9595. Tell us who this is. So far, I hate it.
Neil Diamond.
I said I hated it. Can't possibly be him.
It had to be you.
Alright, and she sucks. That's 2 clues.
Is it him?
You know what it is? This person actually can sing. It's just that I think they're trying to be sexy here.
And finally found.
Like someone singing who's doing Tai Chi.
Please call up 313-298-9595. Tell us who this is singing.
It's not Ava Gold.
This used to be, no, it's not Fish. This used to be a great song. It will never be the same for me.
Maybe
blue. I wandered around, finally found somebody who. Oh, excuse me.
I know.
Come on, why aren't the phones ringing? Please get me out of this song. Help me. It has to be you. Who is it?
Wayne Newton.
Wayne Newton is absolutely incorrect.
No.
I swear, I can't cheat. Thank you very much for calling, though, Marilyn.
Okay.
Somebody else quit.
You know whose phones are ringing off the hook right now? Dr. Gavorkian.
Yeah, we're good for business. Boss Kim on line 5. Kim, get me out of this tune, please. Kim, who is it?
George Michael.
George Michael, once again, absolutely incorrect. Sorry, though. Thanks for calling.
With all my faults,
get me out of this tune. Oh, well, too late. The song's over. Please, Kim, get me out of this tune.
Hi, Danny.
Hi, who is it?
Say, I think it's John Travolta.
I think you're
yeah!
right.
I had this tape. Isn't that embarrassing?
Oh, my. Becca has a poster in her office.
It had Letterman on it, you know, Letterman.
A little bit more than we need to know about you, Rebecca.
Wow.
But, Kim, thank you very much for calling us up at Q95.5. You're going to see Jack, starring Robin Williams, July 30th at the AMC Abbey Theater, okay?
Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kim. Hold on the line for your prize.
Okay.
Boy, I hate to go into the break having that on our lips,
we
so
shan't.
To speak.
Now, is that on the Phenomenon soundtrack?
Yes, he redoes that, and that's why it's a phenomenon that he's working again. All right, the good Fred, as music director, has taken responsibility for his own actions and says we're not going away with that taste in our mouth.
No.
We're going away with some modern English. I'll melt with you, Q95.5, 650. Going to be good. Modern English, I'm out with you. It is 6:53. We will take a break. We'll be back with news, information, weather, traffic, sports, square dancing, and rope tricks right here at Q95.5. It is 6:54.
Freedom. Seven-letter word giving you the right.
Base MSRP example after 1,000 cash back tax and destination fee extra. Dealer prices vary.
For ride, test drive the all-new Plymouth Breeze. See one of your Southeast Michigan Chrysler and Plymouth dealers today.
Taking a look at traffic, a couple of problems to keep in mind this morning. Eastbound on the Jefferies I-96 and the express lanes just past Evergreen, you'll find a three-car accident. With a look at traffic, in for Carrie Carlson, I'm Rebecca Marshall. It's 6:50.
Wasn't I supposed to talk about weddings?
Yeah, you were.
What happened?
I jumped the gun.
Well, when do you want me to do it now?
I want you to do it. Why don't you do it right now, Danny?
Yeah, we'll do it now.
It's a news story.
I gotta separate myself from the part of the show that has integrity. So that's why I play an old TV theme song. See? Hey, Q95.5 and the Q crew want to come and trash your reception and, you know, dance with Aunt Sadie. That's basically what we want to do.
This part has integrity.
Oh, I'm telling you. Are you kidding? That's not what I heard about Aunt Sadie, though. But we won't bring that up at the wedding. It would just be wrong. Here's the deal. Me and the Q crew, we want to come to your reception. We want to teach you how to do the Macarena, YMCA, maybe the Time Warp. You never know. All you have to do is stop by any President Tuxedo location and fill out the entry form. Over 30 Michigan locations, including most major malls. We will announce the winner, if that's what you could call yourself, if you've got, you know, a bunch of strangers coming over to the most important day of your life and dancing naked, or at least that's the rumor. There's going to be
allegedly
a couple of thongs.
Yeah.
And is that wrong? I'm Thor. Okay. we are going to come to your wedding reception. We'll announce the winner right here on the show Tuesday, August 13th. Coincidentally, my birthday. Now, if you win, me and the Q crew will come to your wedding. We teach everybody how to do the dance. Plus, President Tuxedo, our newest pals, these guys are great. They will provide free tuxedos for your entire wedding party, plus freeing them over the bride and groom, compliments of Diamond Touch Limousine. Am I done? Oh, no. You will also win other great prizes, including but not limited to, oh, I love saying that, $1,000 shopping spree at Oakland Mall. There you go. $1,000 in gifts at Fulham's Jewelry Brokers on 14 Mile and Warren, and $500 in Hudson's Gift Catalog. All that and more. For more information, please call our panels at President Tuxedo, 810-751-0045. That number again, please. Why, certainly, sir. 810-751-0045.
Thanks, Danny.
That's okay. Right. I'm here for you, buddy.
Checking in at 6:57, 66 degrees under fair skies at Q95.5. I'm Rebecca Marshall. The news is brought to you by Jeffrey Buick. A 33-year-old Melvindale woman left her 2.5-year-old daughter at a Dairy Queen Tuesday and drove into 5 parked cars minutes later. The woman was in critical condition Tuesday night at Sinai Hospital in Detroit. The woman left the girl eating an ice cream at the Dairy Queen on Allen Road about 12:20 in the afternoon, telling her that she would be back. Later, she hit the parked cars in the 7100 block of Evergreen Brewing in Detroit.
That is the worst example of an ice cream headache I have ever heard.
Oh, man.
What the hell was that?
I don't know.
He just went into his Peter Lorre mode.
Okay. Great Lakes governors are waging a war on zebra mussels and other species.
Tomorrow's high, 80 to 82. Partly cloudy and, again, the risk of a scattered shower. Later on in the weekend, highs in the upper 70s to near 80s. We cool off just a little bit. I'm Chuck Gatica on Q95.5.
Okay, we've got 66 degrees and fair skies at 7:01. With the Q95.5 News, I'm Rebecca Marshall.
WKQI, Detroit's continuous hit music station.
Q95.5.